The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Greetings. Welcome to this session of meditation. And one of the important or useful things to notice in meditation, in mindfulness meditation, is what is going on for you? What drives the direction of your attention? What is it that gets your attention? And how do you bring your attention to things? And what I partly mean by this is that whenever your mind gets involved in something, whether it's thoughts or emotions or body sensations or the sounds around you or anything at all, is the way in which the mind brings its attention to it, gets, is that have any quality of greed or of non-greed? Any quality of contraction or tightness? Any sense of lack? Any sense that there's something wrong here? Sense of alarm, concern, worry? And it's okay if it does that. It will hurt if you do it that way. It's okay, but it's, you know, in some ways it's okay. But there's a whole other side of how we can have attention. And attention doesn't come from a sense of lack, but comes from a sense of fullness, inner fullness, inner contentment, inner wholeness, perhaps, where the mind does go to pay attention to all kinds of things, but as it does so with a sense of interest, a sense of that there's no lack here. There's no thing, the source of the place from which we are attentive. There's no problem here. There's nothing off. There's nothing dissatisfying. There's nothing, no sense of lack or wanting. If anything, there's a sense of fullness, a sense of aliveness, of goodness, of just the source, the place from which we bring our attention is already at home. So I've tried to paint these two different sides. And as we do this meditation, you might, as you notice that the mind goes to pay attention to something, or you direct the mind to the breathing or anything at all, see if you can notice the attitude behind or the mode of how you feel that's behind what drives your attention or that informs or influences your attention. Does it come more from something like a sense of lack, or more from a sense of fullness or contentment? Those are vague words, and maybe it's better to keep it somewhat vague. It's more like you lean one direction or the other. So the source from which you are aware, the quality of the awareness, does it have a sense of lack? And then maybe desire, greed, aversion? Or does it have more of a sense of fullness or contentment or peace? And this is independent of what the object of attention is. This is how we pay attention. So to sit upright or take the posture that allows you to be comfortable and alert. And let there be a gentling of the body. gentle yourself into your embodied experience. There's no rush here to meditate. Gently close your eyes. And gently, as a ritual of re-familiarizing yourself with yourself, rediscovering yourself, takes a few long, deep breaths, long, deep, gentle breaths. And as you exhale, lower yourself into your body as you would lower yourself into a refreshing pool of water or a warm pool of water, if that feels nicer. And as you exhale, perhaps you can soften any of the tensions that might exist in the area of your brain, the forehead, the eyes, the jaws, some of the places associated with thinking, pressure, contraction. Not holding the mind in, not holding the mind tight. Exhaling and letting the mind be released. And then one more long, deep breath with the exhale, letting go deep into the body. And if it's possible, if it's easy enough, see if you can find within some place, maybe unique to you, a place that feels as if there is no lack, as if there is no problem. Place of contentment, at-homeness, ease. And perhaps you can breathe with this inner sense of lack. Breathing in and out, as if there's no work to be aware, except to be open and welcoming to the experience of breathing, in the way that an open window is welcoming for the breeze to come into the house. Allow the breeze, the movements of breathing, to come into awareness. And whenever your attention leaves the breath for something else, whether it's intentionally or unintentionally, notice if what is the source from which attention arises. Does that source feel healthy or unhealthy? Does it feel nourishing or not nourishing? Does it feel wholesome or not wholesome? Is it informed by a sense of lack and need and wanting? Or is it informed by a sense of contentment and no problem? Seeing if you can be aware of it all in the simplest matter-of-fact way, where just to be aware of it all is enough. Awareness that doesn't add anything extra. Just aware. Notice if within, in some corner of your inner life, a place where there's a peacefulness or contentment or enoughness, fullness, no problem. And see what it's like to be aware, mindful, with that as a reference, for that informing how you're aware. And when you're aware in a different way, see that clearly. It can be harder to have goodwill if there's a feeling of lack within. Not impossible, but it's harder than when there's a feeling of the opposite of lack, of fullness, of contentment or at home with oneself. And as we come to the end of this sitting, perhaps whatever sense, even very small sense you have of settledness, of non-neediness, non-lack, whatever sense of at-homeness you have here. From there, to look upon, to gaze upon the world with goodwill, to gaze upon all things kindly, and with no need and no lack, no diminishment of ourselves, there can be the desire, the aspiration to live a life that betters this world in whatever small and big ways we can, to do what we can to alleviate the suffering of others, to make their lives a little easier. And if for no other reason, because they know or sense that we're a friend for them. May it be that on this day that we allow ourselves to be friends to all beings. May it be that we're friendly and caring for the welfare and happiness of all beings everywhere. May all beings be happy. May all beings be free.